Hey, everybody, welcome to day four of our 21 days of prayer. Pastor Terrell here, and I'm excited to dive in. We're going to be in Ephesians 4, 31 through 32, and we're going to be talking about how to make room for forgiveness. So scripture says this: get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, and as well as the types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. See, forgiveness is one of the hardest things Jesus asks us to do, not because it's complicated, but because it's deeply personal. Yet forgiveness is also one of the clearest ways we make room for him. Unforgiveness takes up space in our hearts that God wants to fill with his peace, his presence, and his healing. See, Paul tells us in Ephesians to get rid of all bitterness, anger, and resentment. These words aren't casual. They are intentional. Bitterness doesn't leave on its own. It must be confronted. And Jesus knows that as long as those emotions live in us, they will slowly take over this space that's meant for him. So let's be honest. We often think forgiveness is about weakness, caving in, or giving up. It's not. Forgiveness is about letting go. It's about reclaiming ownership of your heart, your mind, and your body. Forgiveness is about deciding to no longer carry the weight someone else has put in your backpack. It's about taking the bricks out and setting them down so you can move forward lighter and free. Forgiveness is about freedom. Forgiveness is about you. And forgiveness isn't a conditional contract. Jesus didn't stretch out his arms and say, "Father, forgive them if." He simply forgave. Freely, fully, completely. When we withhold forgiveness, we're often holding on to the past in a way that steals our future. Face the past, don't fear the past. Not dealing with our past robs us of what God wants to do next. Forgiveness is one of the primary ways we face it, not by pretending it didn't hurt, but by refusing to let it control us any longer. Forgiveness is not saying what happened didn't hurt. It's not pretending things are fine or letting someone escape consequences. Forgiveness simply means releasing the weight you were never designed to carry. It's choosing to put this situation in God's hands instead of your own. It's trusting that he's the better judge, a better healer, and a better restorer than we could ever be. And there's a reason Jesus talks about forgiveness so often, because it affects our closeness to him more than we realize. Unforgiveness hardens the heart, and a hardened heart has a little room for God to speak, lead, or comfort. But when we forgive, something supernatural happens. God begins to heal places we didn't even know were broken. Forgiveness frees you before it frees the other person. It makes room for joy, for compassion, for emotional clarity, and ultimately for Jesus to breathe healing into the space bitterness once occupied. And God never asks you to do something he hasn't already done for you. Forgive, just as in Christ God forgave you. You've been fully forgiven, freely and completely. From that place of grace, God empowers you to let go, even when it feels impossible. Let's pray. Jesus, show me where unforgiveness has taken up space in my heart. Give me the courage to release what I've been holding on to. Today, help me take one practical step of forgiveness, whether that's praying for the person, releasing the memory, or choosing not to replay the hurt again. I trust you with the pain, the disappointment, and the outcome. Fill my heart with your peace and heal what only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us for day four. I've been loving this so much so far, and I'm excited for day five.